This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. A stalker broke into Taylor Swift's townhouse, used her shower, and slept in her bed. Roger Alvarado, 22, who used the ladder to break into the Shake It Off singer's three-story townhouse in New York, copped a criminal contempt and attempted burglary. The Swift-obsessed Florida man has to complete a mental health program once he's released. He's due back in court next week. Idiot! The 2019 inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were announced, honoring artists across genres and generations. Janet Jackson earned her nod, as did Fleetwood Mac frontwoman Stevie Nicks. Alt-rockers The Cure are in, alongside fellow 80s rockers Def Leppard. Radiohead are this year's youngest inductees, along with 60s British invasion legends The Zombies, who are old enough to be zombies. Congrats! Actor and filmmaker Tyler Perry flexed his generosity and his wallet, dropping over $400,000 at two Atlanta-area Walmarts to cover the cost of all outstanding layaway items. Tyler wrote a check at one Atlanta store and another one at a Douglasville, Georgia store. He didn't want notoriety for the gesture and actually wanted to do it anonymously, which is kind of tough because he was wearing a dress. Ariana Grande has added multiple dates to her Sweetener World Tour, which is scheduled to launch in March. Second arena shows have been added in major cities including Chicago, Philadelphia, and New York. The tour starts March 18th in Albany, New York, and wraps in Toronto, Canada on June 26th. Fifth Harmony's Normani and Social House will also perform on each stop. Thank you, Ariana. Next. Jennifer Garner is pumping the brakes on her relationship with John Miller, the CEO of a financial holding company. Privately, she's admitted to friends that she doesn't want anything too serious right now. She wants to focus on family, career, and getting her ex, Ben Affleck, back on track. She enjoys her time with John, but has concerns of moving too quickly and being disappointed. Thanks, Ben. Rihanna sent some love and support to a very special fan in Germany named Mania, who had shared a photo of herself following a recent cancer surgery. She playfully compared herself to the main character in The Fault in Our Stars and jokingly called her oxygen tank, quote, a new fashion statement, unquote. Rihanna heard about her and sent her a nice note. Note? How about a nice check? Some radio stations have banned the 1944 Christmas classic, Baby It's Cold Outside. Susan Lesser, the daughter of Frank Lesser, who wrote the tune, said her dad had no ill intentions when he wrote it. Quote, people used to say, what's in this drink, as a joke. You know, this drink is going straight to my head, so what's in this drink? Back then, it didn't mean you drugged me. Unquote. Modern Family's Sarah Hyland has opened up more about her health troubles. The 28-year-old reveals that she's had two kidney transplants. Additionally, within the last year, Hyland has continued to suffer from endometritis and an abdominal hernia, requiring two surgeries back-to-back. Hyland has gone under the knife about 16 times in her life, even more than a Christmas ham. Congratulations to Marvel Studios, which scored its first nomination in the Best Motion Picture Drama category at the 2019 Golden Globes for Black Panther. It's the first time a superhero movie has been nominated for Best Drama. Ryan Coogler's superhero flick was not only nominated in that category, but also for Best Original Song and Best Original Score. Congrats to Black Panther. After a year-long investigation into her alleged failure to pay $16 million to the Spanish government, Shakira will reportedly face criminal tax fraud charges. The authorities have notified the singer's attorney of the pending court charges, reporting that the information came from sources close to the proceedings. She once sang, "Hips don't lie," but apparently she does. Olé! Chris Brown is getting a Christmas present he didn't ask for after the singer was sued for allegedly stiffing the costume designer on his last tour. Perry L. White claims he's owed 10 grand for the clothes he designed for Brown's last tour, Heartbreak on a Full Moon. White is a well-known clothing designer in LA and says he has the contracts and receipts. Chris Brown in trouble again. Tara Reid is accusing the producers of Sharknado of making a killing off her face by licensing her image for slot machines without her permission. And now the actress wants $100 million in damages. Yep. The actress sued Asylum Entertainment and Sci-Fi Media, accusing them of false endorsement and misappropriation of celebrity likeness. If she wins the lawsuit, she'll be cray-cray and rich. Former Blink-182 member Tom DeLonge left the hugely successful band in 2015 to explore other opportunities, including his interest in aliens and the paranormal. His passion resulted in the acclaimed graphic novel Strange Times, which is now being turned into a series for TBS. DeLonge is excited about Strange Times. And yep, Strange Times these are. The most in-demand TV shows on streaming services this week includes Amazon's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and Netflix's The Last Kingdom. Amazon's Emmy-winning comedy set in the 1950s returned this week with its second season and immediately landed on top of the list of audience's top shows. If you haven't seen it, it's excellent. And no, they didn't pay me to say that. The Trash Bin. Former Mighty Ducks actor Sean Weiss can't keep himself out of trouble. Yep. The one-time Mighty Ducks star was busted for allegedly shoplifting more than $200 worth of goods from an LA pharmacy. Sean is facing a petty theft charge and a probation violation for the alleged pilfering. Last year, he was busted for theft and possession of methamphetamine. Loser.
The news wrap-up.
Netflix original series viewing is climbing, but the licensed content tops total streams. Tesla is seeking $167 million from a former employee Musk accused of sabotage. More Americans now get their news from social media than newspapers, says a recent survey. Amazon Alexa can now help you monitor your blood pressure. Hey Alexa, am I having a heart attack? Call 911!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The animated Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
XXXTentacion Skins enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition continues to be the number one paid app in the USA.
The number one book.
Michelle Obama's Becoming is the number one nonfiction book for a fourth week.
24-year-old Amanda Ava Cochi, best known by her stage name Ava Max, was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin to Albanian parents. Her first two singles, My Way and Slippin' featuring Gashi, were modest successes. But it was the release of her third single that went straight to number one in a number of European countries, including Sweden, Norway, Finland, Austria, Denmark, Estonia, Germany, Belgium, Switzerland, and last but not least, Scotland. Man, that's a lot of countries. Well, we think it's going to be a hit in the USA, too. Here's Ava Max with the song of the week, Sweet But Psycho.
Make you curse, but see your blessing. She'll rip your shirt within a second. You'll be coming back for seconds. With your play, you just can't help it. No, no, you'll play along. Let her lead you on. You'll be saying no, no, then saying yes, yes, yes. 'Cause you're messing with your head. She's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so let but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind. Grab a cop gun, kinda crazy. She's poison but tasty.
That was Ava Max with the song of the week, Sweet But Psycho. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.